The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Thank you for joining us here on this, the Frank Sontag Show. It is a Friday, and we welcome you to the broadcast. We begin each hour with what we have called our Impact segment for many years. Impact is 20-plus minutes of uninterrupted dialogue and discussion. We are scheduled to have a guest calling in any moment. I'll tell you about him in a millisecond, but I also want to share a couple of things. Monday, at this very time, I have a huge announcement to share with you. Now, if for some reason you can't listen on the radio, either in San Diego on K-Praise or here in LA on KKLA, and you follow me on social media, you can track me on Facebook. I will probably do the announcement as a Facebook Live as well. So that will be Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific. Also, for those of you that listen here on KKLA, next hour, we are going to talk about a miracle. And for those of you in San Diego, we'll probably rebroadcast it Monday so you can hear it as well. An undeniable miracle. A friend of mine's son was brought back from the dead. I'm not making this up. And there is a mini documentary out. It's called The Sean Miracle. And that will be my guest at the top of this hour, next hour. And also for those of you listening on K-Praise in San Diego, you will hear it at 2 o'clock on Monday. All right, let me try to share a bit about my guest if he calls in. Now, I do know that it was tentative. He's a lawyer. He has a lot going on. And he is part of the law firm Tyler and Birch. His name is Robert Tyler, my friend Bob, if you will. And also, Advocates for Faith and Freedom is all about constitutional and religious liberty. And to say they are busy these days is, it would be an understatement. Some of the items that I hope to get into either today or another program, parents trying to seek an injunction on behalf of their school district children to resume in-person learning immediately without restrictions, right? Everything that's going on. What are our rights? What does the law say? Bob has also been integral in some of the church's fights to either stay open or open and not necessarily go the way of the edicts of those in positions of power. I was also reading a story that just in the last few days that there is an internet censorship lawsuit that Bob and many at Tyler and Birch are involved with, and they've had a recent victory of sorts. When it comes to law, I at one time in my life, I had an interest in maybe becoming a lawyer until I found out you have to memorize volumes of information. At that time, I didn't like to read so much. Now I love reading. But today, when we see things going on in the world, maybe I'm naive. Maybe I'm gullible. But when I see things out in the world, I think, is that even legal? And I understand laws are made and changed all the time. Laws are being undermined right now in certain ways. We've had a radical shift of power in the White House. Couldn't be more opposite of the ideologues that are in the current administration versus the previous administration. Joe Biden, within just a week or so, signed more executive orders than I think any other president in the history of our country in that short period of time. So law is important, and yet what about the willful breaking of law? Or the idea of, and we may or may not get into it with Bob whenever we get him, the idea of you are told by your employer that you have to take the shot or you're out. And I think depending on where you work, I think most of your employers can tell you this is the parameters by which you are employed. And if you don't like it, you know, you can leave. But I also wonder, and I'll rely on Bob's expertise, I also wonder in the back of my mind about the legal ramifications of that. In other words, I've gotten a lot of emails from you saying, do I have any legal recourse? I was reading earlier today that Franklin Graham was going to do a crusade in, I believe, London. I don't have the story in front of me. Last year, maybe a little more than a year ago, and they blocked him, you know, saying the usual, he's a hate monger, and the slam campaign escalated, people threatening, if you have him here, we're going to back out of our sponsorship or whatever it was. So they canceled him. And now, because he sued, he's won quite a large settlement. And those that are in positions of power that, in a sense, canceled him, they've had to apologize, and he's been paid a large sum of money. So because someone says you have to do something now doesn't mean you don't have a legal recourse. It may take a long time. I can only imagine what our court system is like these days. But Bob Tyler is one of the best. And so what we'll do is I'll call him, maybe even on the break, and see if he's available later in the hour. He may be tied up right now in a court case. I don't know. But I would really like to get him on today. If I can't get him on today, I will reschedule for next week. All right, so we're going to switch gears a little bit here and talk about an area we've only briefly touched on, and that would be what's going on in Cuba. Maybe you have some thoughts. 888-528-2557. Now, I have one immediate thought, then we're going to play an audio clip. We'll take your calls. Can someone explain to me why it is the current administration, and if you think I'm just making this up or I'm going the way of partisanship, I'll read you the quotes. Why is it the current administration is saying no to Cuba, stay away, and when it comes to the southern border, it up until at least recently, it was, you know, come one, come all. Free health care. Hey, come to America. Joe Biden, even when he was running for president, said some nonsense along those lines. So why is it a green light for the southern border, and why is it a red light for Cuba? 888-528-2557. When we talk about freedom, if we're really for the migrant that is trying to make a better life for themselves, why is it that the current administration says yes to Central Americans and no to Cubans? And I think there's some very important complexities about this discussion. Now, to my recollection, if I've played this audio clip, this man, in the lifetime of my program, I think I've played something by him once. His name is Dan Bongino. I'm going to let you hear his words. We've got some calls coming in, 888-528-2557. We'll hear your words as well. But is Cuba even an issue to talk about, to discuss? And if you're in the mindset, why are you covering this? Call me. Let's have that conversation. This is Dan Bongino.
You know, we live in a relatively, and I emphasize the relatively portion of that, relatively free country. I say relatively because it's less free by the minute, by the second these days with the Democrats in charge. Pretty much everything happening in totalitarian regimes, fake fact checkers committed to censorship like Dean Miller censoring my page, government propagandists claiming they're going to use trusted messengers to go door to door because you're too stupid to figure out how to get a vaccine. Wars on free and fair elections in an effort to cheat endlessly like the Democrats want to do. Everything happening in totalitarian regimes is happening here in the United States now. And useful idiots are ushering it in. It's been the theme of today's show. These freedom fighters in Cuba deserve our support, folks. I live in South Florida. You can't live in South Florida and not meet a Cuban who is either an immigrant himself here from this deadly totalitarian regime, or who's the son or daughter of an immigrant that came here. They're everywhere. You ever want to hear a talk about their passion for America, go right to them. They'll bring a tear to your eye talking about the greatness of this country. They vote conservative. They vote Republican. That's not the critical point for me. I appreciate that they vote conservative and Republican. I like that. But to me, the fact that they escaped tyranny and been given an opportunity here is all that really matters to me. We should be supporting this Cuban street revolution going on right now. But it's only one side, folks. I'm not making this political. They are. Here's an article in the Daily Wire, Ben Zeisloft. The Cuban people will be free. A congressman introduced a resolution to support Cuban protests. Sadly, only Republicans sign on. Democrats don't support freedom, folks. They are socialists. I need you to understand that. Unlike Joe Biden's, that's not hyperbole. This is not hyperbole. They are socialists. Just ask them. Not all of them, but good portions of them. Many of them are overt socialists. A lot of them are covert socialists who just won't say anything to speak out. You're seeing it right here. A simple resolution to support the freedom movement in Cuba and no Democrats sign on at all. They support this. I want you to watch. This is hard to watch. Let me just prepare you. If you have kids watching, you may want to. I mean, it's not, there's no blood or guts or anything, but it's disturbing in a different way. This is tough. This is a video taken on the streets of Cuba. The Cuban tyrannical security police, who the Democrats seem to support and really enjoy what they're doing over there. This is them taking away a teenage girl from their parents, probably was involved in the protests for freedom. And it's in Spanish. If you're watching on Rumble, you can see it. It's a deeply disturbing video.
Dan Bongino, and obviously I'm not going to play the audio. It's hard enough to hear, let alone see. But this is the reality of part of what's going on in Cuba right now. Where's the outrage? Calls are kind of quiet, and I get it. This is, what does this have to do with the Bible and us as a Christian? And, well, if you have to ask the question, what does this have to do with us as followers of Christ? Freedom? The idea of people wanting freedom? Our brothers and sisters in Cuba, are they any different from our brothers and sisters south of the border? According to this new administration, they are. Biden administration says Cubans are not welcome. Biden administration says, oh, anybody else south of the border, come on in. We'll take care of you. I know there's a conversation to be had here, even the one that we may or may not have. I've gotten three emails already. I can't believe you're talking about this, you Republican. Oh, my goodness. That's so weak. This isn't a political conversation. This is a conversation about what's going on in our ever-changing world and power and truth and corruption. And do we love our neighbors? Do we stand for truth? Absolutely. The spirit of deception is unbelievable and yet very believable. Satan just whispers, oh, politics. My goodness. Where have you been the last 15 months? Has your life been impacted by the government at all? Do you agree with everything that's happened? If you're in LA County listening to me right now, hey, tomorrow night at midnight, the bad cootie bug's back. We got to put our mask back on because 1,500 people in a county of 10 million have tested positive. 1,500 out of 10 million. Whew. 888-528-2557. William is in Pasadena. William, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hey, Frank. Just brief. Thank you for taking my call. Big fan of yours. So I'm Nicaraguan, but Nicaraguans gained establishment, and they went to Congress to plead for us to have a status, political status here in America. And it was thanks to the Cubans who went out there and said, can you help these people? Because we come from a socialist country as well. So this is so sad to see the Congress turn around and do this to these people. I grew up in Miami most of my life. And I'll tell you, that's a great community. They help you out. They open the doors to my brothers. They even give you money. They even give you whatever they have in the back because they know what it's like to live in a socialist country. So, yes, thank you for talking about this topic. As a Latino, I'm proud to say that Cubans has always been a forefront for our Latinos' rights. And by the way, just a quote. This is from a friend of mine that did a survey on Cubans. They're the most growing fast as far as economically in the Latino community in the United States. Thank you, Frank.
Appreciate your call, William. You know, my brief comment on this, and by no means is it the end all, but I think if we still believe 2 + 2 = 4 and it's not racist, I think basic common sense will tell you that part of the reason why the left is turning their back on this group of people that are seeking freedom and liberty in Cuba, and quite the opposite of those coming up from the South, is that Cubans, and this is not an overgeneralized statement, but a lot of the Cuban population, at least in Florida and Miami, they're conservative. Why would the left want more conservatives in our country, potentially? And I think it's basic math. I think it may be a bit more complex than that, but you tell me. We hear so much from the media and the left about freedom and equality and racism in this country, and we need to make it right for everybody. People flooding across the border. And that we look to Cuba, even BLM. Did you see Black Lives Matter, their statement? They're blaming the United States for this. And yet some of you still buy that lie, like you did last summer, that somehow it's about racism and equality. It's not. It's about Marxism. It's about undermining this country. And if you don't think you need to access your Christian ethics and get a biblical worldview about what's going on, then I'm not sure I have more to say. Let me share one other audio clip, and we'll be back. And my understanding is Bob Tyler is on the hotline. So we're going to see if we can get Bob on next segment. If you really believe this idea that this conversation is just about politics and you profess to be a Christian and you don't understand the deeper, even the fact that you can be conservative theologically, that doesn't mean you're conservative politically. I saw this woman last night on Tucker Carlson. Never heard of her. Never heard of her little district in Ohio. Her name is Ruth Edmonds. Listen to this woman.
So there's an opening in the Ohio congressional delegation, 15th congressional district, and a lot of people running the Republican primary, 11. The primary is on August 3rd of this year. The winner will then compete in a special election in November to replace former Congressman Steve Stivers. Now, one candidate in the race came to our attention. Her name is Ruth Edmonds. She's the former president of the Columbus NAACP. She's also an ordained minister. One of the things she's running on is we need to stop racism in our schools of all kinds. Here's how she put it.
I'm a patriot. I love the United States. We're not perfect, never have been, but we are the greatest nation on the face of the earth. It's time to stop judging every white person as a villain and every brown person as a victim. We are one country, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I'm Ruth Edmonds, and I approve this message.
Ruth Edmonds joins us tonight. Ruth Edmonds, thanks so much for coming on. That was a great ad. I don't think I've heard it put as clearly as you put it. Why did you say that? Why did you make that ad?
Well, thank you, first of all, for having me on tonight.
Of course.
I said it because it's the truth. Caucasians are not villains and they're not oppressors, and brown-skinned people are not victims and we're not oppressed.
But you can't say that. You can't say that. Whoa.
Oh, yes, I can say that. I'm from the inner city of Baltimore, Maryland, raised by my grandmother, who only had a fourth grade education. And yet she taught me the principles and values and ethics of hard work and perseverance and, you know, faith in God. And taking advantage of opportunities when they come and not allowing barriers to be excuses. So, yes, I can say that brown-skinned people are not victims because we're not.
Right. Well, that's right. And it sounds to me like your religious faith informs your view of that.
Absolutely. I make no excuses for having a biblical worldview. And I absolutely believe that this country was founded on a biblical worldview, you know, endowed by our Creator with certain inalienable rights. Among them are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Absolutely. And I think that it is terrible how, you know, there's an evil attack by the left to tear up who our country, what our country is and how we were founded. And we have to stand up and speak out against it at every opportunity that we can. We have to defend this great nation.
Woman's name is Ruth Edmonds. She's running on the Republican ticket. And if you just heard that as somehow only about politics, then again, I don't know quite what else I should share or say to you. 888-528-2557. I think on the other side, we will have my guest, Bob Tyler. We're going to talk a bit about law and some of the things that Bob has been working on and addressing and some of the concerns going on right here in our state of California. That and much more as we continue with more of this, the Frank Sontag Show next. Welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show. Thank you for joining us. In this day and age with ever-changing culture and what seems to be, well, what is law and what is not? And do we even abide by the letter of the law anymore? I thought I would rely on one of the best. Bob Tyler is with Advocates for Faith and Freedom. They do a lot of work in the area of constitutional and religious liberty. And Bob Tyler, welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show.
Hello, Frank. Great to be with you again.
Bob, how are you? How have you been? I know you're super busy, and I appreciate you taking time out of your busy day to call in and talk about very important things like religious freedom and religious liberty and other areas of concern alike.
Hey, anytime. We are extremely busy, and we're blessed, but we've got a lot of battles we need to fight in order to preserve our just mere ability to be able to worship these days.
Did you ever think in your life and all your years of dedication in the area of law that you would ever say something like that?
You know, the answer in short is really no. I never thought that we would be in an era where we see a world, literally a world of churches being shuttered, being closed down, with California telling us, as well as so many other states in our nation, telling us that worshiping God and going to church is non-essential. It's not essential compared to going to a liquor store to buy alcohol or getting marijuana from a pot dispensary or going to the grocery store. And so, you know, this has been a wild year and a half now, and I think a lot of good people are waking up to what we're really up against, and it's not a battle against flesh and blood. People often ask me, what do you think is behind all of this? How did all this happen? You know, I really believe that we're fighting a much darker enemy than what we can see with our eyes.
I was going to ask you that very question. You just answered it, Can you share a bit more about that? I've talked very extensively over the last few years on the program about spiritual warfare and about if you profess the name of Jesus in your life and you don't see what's going to come and what's going on now, I would ask you to reconsider. But yet, many of us are just locked into this realm, like, okay, this is the governor, and we're supposed to do Romans 13 and do whatever they say, and we're good Christians, and God's in control.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, Frank, I often tell people that I wish you could just see what I see sitting at my desk with regard to the cases that we're working on, being able to hear the phone calls from the people we talk to. Let me just give you, I'll just try to give you an overarching taste of what we're dealing with. We're dealing with, of course, the churches that have been shut down. We have really the two cases left in the country that are still standing against governors, and we are not going to back down in San Jose or Calvary Chapel San Jose or Godspeak Calvary Chapel, because we need to uncover the what I say improper motives were behind the shutdown, the COVID shutdown. In addition to the COVID shutdown, we are dealing with another case where we have our clients, the Election Integrity Project of California, who are being able to show that over 1.9 million people are not lawfully are registered to vote. They're on the list to vote, but they are not legally entitled to vote. And so we're dealing with our election lawsuit, and we're dealing with Dominion voting systems. When, you know, I walk through and I've got pictures of the boxes where the machines are in Sacramento County, where it shows that it says Dominion voting, made in China. And we're dealing with issues like that to what just happened today with a great, I would say, hopefully a victory in the long run, but at least a temporary victory, where we filed a lawsuit against the internet giant Vimeo, the social streaming platform. And basically what the big tech is saying is that they have the right to discriminate against anybody based upon race, religion, color, creed, that they're immune from liability. No other business has that ability to say that. Every other business in California that's operating has to comply with the civil rights laws that say you can't discriminate against persons on the basis of race, religion, color, creed. But what we filed a lawsuit was on behalf of our a pastor, a good friend who's a Christian and a former homosexual. And they deplatformed him, and they said, you can't be on our service anymore. So we sued them for discrimination based on sexual orientation and on the basis of the fact that he's a Christian. And just yesterday, late in the day, the Second Circuit came back and overruled a three-judge panel and said, we're going to rehear this entire case, what's called en banc, where you have 11 judges come and rehear this case. So it's a great case. It's really, you know, you hear about what Trump is doing in his lawsuit about discrimination. We're 2 years ahead of that. And another situation where you look and you see so many, I just say these, you know, these mammoth issues that we're having to deal with across the country and nation that are really showing, I don't know, this incredible power, the big tech, the elections organization, all the politics, to the governors shutting down churches. You know, we are up against an incredible battle that, you know, I don't see a man-made conspiracy. I see a conspiracy made by the dark one that we really have to battle and challenge. Mm.
Bob Tyler is with us from Advocates for Faith and Freedom. Bob, I know another suit that you're involved with, one of many, has to do with, and before I share, I know when Desiree contacted me, she said, anything in particular? I'm like, no, I know Bob's busy. We can cover a lot of ground. So I say that to tell you, you've got a microphone now. I want you to just share whatever you're compelled to share with the listeners about law or cases you're involved with. But I know one that I was following for a while. You were seeking an injunction on behalf of children in the LA school district. with the demand to resume in-person learning immediately without restrictions. And I know many parents listening right now, we've gone through that one in the school system and, you know, kind of had a school year, and now we're looking what's going to happen in the fall. And I know you have been at the forefront of some of this as well.
Yes, we represent the Children's Health Defense Organization. It's an organization started by Bobby Kennedy Jr. And we filed a lawsuit against L.A. Unified School District because they early on announced that when vaccines became mandatory, they would impose vaccines on children, and they would require it of children in order for them to come back to school. They've modified that, and they've said, well, because vaccines are not yet lawful, we are going to require that they come and they be tested on a regular basis for the COVID vaccines, that they download this daily pass, which Microsoft has created in order for them to be able to manage and supervise and really obtain, I believe, the medical data, DNA information on these young children. And that is something that the Unified School District of LA has partnered with Microsoft. Again, you might see what I call the unholy alliance of big education and big technology and big government coming together to really restrict us of our rights, to restrict us of our parental rights. No doubt, LA Unified School District is going to require, in my opinion, that all young children be vaccinated. Yet, at this point in time, there is no evidence, frankly, that it is necessary from a public health perspective, because children under 18 virtually have no risk of dying from COVID-19, of being seriously injured from COVID-19. And so, you know, we're seeing COVID-19 being used as an excuse to steal our liberties away from us. Yeah. And so that's what this case is about against LA Unified School District. It's a dangerous precedent. We have other cases that we're about to launch. I'd just like to let people know, too, Frank, on our website, we have a form that people can download to demand a religious exemption and also an exemption under the Emergency Use Authorization Act. And that form is at faith-freedom.com. And, you know, a lot of people need – they're being told by their employers that if they don't get vaccinated, then they're going to lose their job or they're going to be treated differently. Somehow they're going to have to wear masks, but no one else is going to have to. They're being coerced into taking a vaccine that has, according to the VAERS system, V-A-E-R-S system, the vaccine reporting website, last I heard, the number was in excess of 9,000 people who have died because of the vaccine. And I will tell you that we're investigating one situation right now where a young 28-year-old man took the vaccine, had a nosebleed immediately, and he ended up dying shortly after getting the vaccine. And so this is a dangerous thing that is going on in our country, and we are being threatened with our liberties and being forced to try to take a vaccine in order to, you know, exercise the liberty we had a year and a half ago that apparently now we don't.
Bob Tyler is my guest. Again, the website, faith-freedom.com. I'll ask you this, and I think this is what I want to ask you. You talk about liberties being taken away, and this is my words that I heard you say. This is a bit of spiritual warfare as well. Here's the question. For the listeners, is this an opportunity maybe for us to even realize we've taken so much of our freedom and liberty for granted up until now? We're not even literate in this area. We don't even understand a lot of, like, a governor can say one thing that doesn't make it law, et cetera, et cetera.
we have taken things for granted. And at the same time, too many Californians, too many members of this great nation, liberty for moments of safety, being told that you'll be key if you just simply lock down at home, wear masks, don't go to work anymore, shut your businesses down. And theoretically, we exchanged this liberty for the safety. And it was a lie. It was an absolute lie. When all of the evidence comes back, we're really seeing the science that shows the lockdowns were not justified. Compare ourselves to what happened in Florida where they didn't lock down, or Sweden where they didn't lock down. And we find that it was unnecessary for so many people to have lost their businesses and their livelihood. It was so unnecessary for so many people to have died of suicide because of the depression that they suffered. A recent study came out on that just, I think it was earlier this week. You know, we have exchanged, really, you know, I think about Romans chapter 1, where we exchange the truth of God for a lie. And I think often we are too willing to exchange that which God has given us in order for some temporary safety or, you know, a peace. And I believe that, you know, what we're experiencing right now goes beyond mere liberty. It really goes to a big spiritual battle. And I would just point back to our battle against social media and the fact that they are now saying that they have the right to discriminate and prevent people from using their websites merely on the basis that they are a Christian, or because they are Muslim, or because they are black, or because they are white. They claim that they are immune from liability and have that right under Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act, federal law, same law that President Trump just recently filed a lawsuit over. We've been in that battle for 2 years now. And, you know, this spiritual battle is not merely about some liberty, but it really ultimately is about whether or not we are going to be able to continue exercising our rights as Christians, to be able to share our faith, to be able to follow the biblical mandates that God's given us through Scripture, and to really be able to exercise our faith. I think that we're seeing this happen here in the United States. It's huge, but it's happening worldwide as well.
Yeah. You say exercise our faith. I agree. And also from me, not necessarily your words, fight for our faith. I mean, my goodness, I've talked to so many people over the last year. It's like, oh, God's in control. His will be done. I'm just going to do what I'm supposed to do. And I just want to lovingly shake some people and say, I don't think that's a biblical worldview that you're espousing. Let me reintroduce you and ask you a question in closing. Bob Tyler is with Advocates for Faith and Freedom. Twofold question. Is there anything else you want to share about any other issue? And also, how can we support you? How can we get involved and support what you're doing at Faith and Freedom?
Well, boy, thank you. Our website is a great place to go to learn more about what we're doing. Our donations, we readily accept donations to our nonprofit because this is a huge battle. Our website's faith-freedom.com, www.faith-freedom.com. And, you know, I think the last, really what I'd like to throw out there, one of the scriptures that my mom gave me and told me and reemphasized in my life so many times, dwell in the land, it's Psalm 37, dwell in the land and cultivate faithfulness. And those words ring loud and clear to me. Dwell in the land, hear the land that we are in, and for us to cultivate faithfulness. We have to be faithful to God in all that we do. And when God tells us, as he does in Hebrews, to come together, don't forsake the gathering of the brethren. When we see scripture that gives us examples of the Apostle Paul appealing to Caesar just so that he could continue the spread of the gospel of Jesus Christ, I believe to a large degree that we're called to do the same. Not all of us are called to be preachers and called to be lawyers and be out there battling. And, you know, but I think that's what really God's called us to do. He's called us to be faithful. And that's what we have to do today more than ever. And frankly, it is getting more and more difficult to be faithful to do what God's called us to do. But we have to stand, and I just encourage all the listeners to let their voices be heard, because we still have a free country. We still have a vote, and the more that we take a stand, the more likely it will be that we are able to continue being that nation that shines throughout the world and spreads the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yeah, amen. Amen. Bob Tyler is with the firm Tyler & Birch, LLP, also Advocates for Faith and Freedom. Website faith-freedom.com. Bob, I'm going to call you off the air. I've got something I want to run by you. Thank you for all you do, what you've done for Pastor McClure and Pastor McCoy and so many of us in the Christian realm. You are a warrior in every stretch of the word, and I can only imagine sometimes you got to get weary, and I don't know how you do what you do other by God's grace and by you being anointed to do and pursue in the area of law, and we thank you. Thank you so much for what you do for the kingdom of God.
Honored to be on your show again, Frank.
Thank you, Bob. Robert Tyler from Tyler & Birch. Again, tylerbirch.com is their site, and please go to faith-freedom.com. More of the Frank Sontag Show next. Thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show. I'm going to try to read something that literally would probably take twice as long as the time I have. So, and you may have a laugh, because for me, my speech, the way I talk, I tend to talk slow. When I try to talk faster, I bumble and stumble. So we'll see how this goes. But I think this is important. There is a commentary at the Epoch Times entitled, "If America Falls into Socialism, It Might Not Ever Recover," says the president of a historical society. Let me read you a little bit of this piece. Americans today believe they can embrace socialist, Marxist, or communist ideas and still have the stability, freedom, and prosperity that the country has enjoyed for more than two centuries. This is according to Tim Barton. He is president of Wall Builders, which is dedicated to presenting America's forgotten history. In an interview, Barton recently said people have taken for granted the fact that the Constitution is more than 230 years old. They don't recognize the stability they have been able to live with for all these years, and they owe the constitutional foundation on which America was built. Barton says now America is in danger. We might not ever recover from if the majority of Americans decide to follow socialism. He says we've forgotten the history of communism, don't realize the dangers from it. Today, the majority of college students see capitalism and the free market as bad or evil and perceive socialism as a good thing. Barton said, we've had such a bad education system in our country that has encouraged such bad philosophy, political philosophy, economic philosophy, that most Americans don't even recognize the danger of the ideology and its propaganda that are being imparted to them. Historical figures such as George Washington or Abraham Lincoln are oftentimes villainized today because people don't know their stories. Right now in America, we live in a culture that now questions if truth even exists. And in the midst of everything that has been a traditional value, a conventional norm is being questioned. Some people perceive the Constitution as an obstacle that prevents and holds them back from being able to embrace the values or the ideology of socialism or Marxism or communism. There has never been a time when the majority of the next generation now embrace these ideologies. Barton says that's why it's a great danger and a threat today. His answer, people need to relearn history. Wall Builders possesses the largest private collection of original artifacts from the Founding Fathers era, uses it to educate Americans. On the state level, they help equip state lawmakers with the knowledge needed to protect the Constitution and encourage them to do so. They have a panel discussion coming up Monday that you can access at epicevents.us. on defending the Constitution. EPOCH is E-P-O-C-H, epochevents.us. Defending the Constitution, why it matters now more than ever. Please make time. It's from 6 to 8 p.m. Pacific. For those of you in San Diego, I pray you have a blessed weekend. Lord willing, we'll be back Monday. And for your time, 2 o'clock and 3 o'clock, I will have a huge announcement. God bless you as well. Those of you listening here on KKLA, stay tuned. Hour number 2 is next here on the Frank Sontag Show.